Hello, my name is Jordan. Servers are an interesting topic because they allow me to store or own physical media in a digital space. Servers are a repository of data that can be filled with personal creations, important documents, or even a place to store copies of media. I did research on ownership of media and was a little shocked at how companies refer to purchased digital media as licenses. You are issued a license when you buy something digitally. The license is issued to whatever account that allows access to that media. A license doesn't infer ownership, but it shows an access key to the media. Licenses can be revoked, expired, be misplaced, or even destroyed. In a digital world, the license is tied to the account, and I'm trusting that company to hold true to their promise that I have a license to access that piece of media. At any time, the company can take that license away, and I'm stuck with nothing left in my digital library. It's a terrible position to be in, and I know some friends that have had to contact the company that issued a license to the account to return some movies or music that they purchased to be put back into their library. It's not a big deal, but it is an inconvenience sometimes. While this is a minor setback, I don't want to spend money on digital items that can be accidentally removed for no practical reason other than, oops, we forgot. Looking up information about servers and how owners are taking control of their media is quite a journey to follow. And it's not as complex as it sounds. A server can also be used as a node for access to a variety of interesting things related to decentralization, blockchain, or generative AI. Servers will probably be the next step for me as I continue to delve further into ownership as a whole. Thank you for listening.